Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're all going to work together to help you to have a great gardening season. We're talking about a lot of different things today. Our last question was about the Blue Atlas Cedar, and I always called it the Charlie Brown tree because when it's young, it really looks kind of scrawny looking, but as it matures, it will get really nice. And the question was that she had noticed some browning on the foliage. And, you know, sometimes the browning on the foliage is due to the winter because it's not a plant that's that hardy, especially if you get into northern New England. So what I want you to do is you put the tree and shrub, and that will take care of any insects in the plant. But it doesn't work overnight. This is a product that's systemic, and it's going to take time to go from the roots up into the tree. And if it is an insect, it will take care of it. There's no doubt in my mind. Now, a fertilizer. The Neptune's Harvest is a good food, but it's not meant for trees. It's for flowers and perennials and things like that. For a tree, you need a granular product like either Tree Tone or Holly Tone. I like Holly Tone because it's for all evergreen plants. It's on the acidic side, so it will make that soil more acidic for that particular plant. And what you want to do is measure the diameter of the trunk, and then that will tell you how many pounds of product you need to apply to it. Now, the Blue Atlas Cedar, if you want to stimulate some growth, if you want to make it thicker, you want to make it fuller, take a pair of pruners. And if you get a branch that, let's say, is 2 feet long from one of the side branches, take about an inch off the tip of that plant. Just prune the tips, and it will stop that branch from getting longer. It will stimulate the side branches to activate those. So instead of having one long, skinny branch, side shoots will begin to pop, and your plant will get a lot thicker looking. So do a little bit of selective pruning. And speaking of pruning, your rhododendrons are in full bloom right now. Some of them further south near Cape Cod into Connecticut, Rhode Island, maybe actually on the downside of blooming. Now is the time to do the pruning. If they're getting to be too big, now is the time to do that pruning. As the flowers begin to go by, the flowers looking a little bit dirty or even some of the blooms are falling from the plant, take out your hand pruners, not electric. Hand pruners, and say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. And you can cut back anywhere from 6 inches to a foot on that plant. But you need to do it before all the new growth begins to grow on the plant. And then, after you've pruned it and cleaned up the mess, feed it with Holly Tone or the Dr. Earth Evergreen Fertilizer with the probiotics. And the probiotics are a whole bunch of complex micronutrients like mycorrhizae that will help to make additional new growth, and the new growth will appear lower in the plant to make it thicker and fuller, and that way you can control the size. Your azaleas are done blooming or beginning to go by, the same thing. You can prune your azaleas, and the best time to do it is as the flowers begin to fall, but before the new growth starts. So let's start thinking about doing a little bit of selective pruning. Use hand pruners. A branch here, a branch there, stand back, look at it. If you use electric, you cut very fast, and sometimes you take out too much, and you spoil the overall shape of your plant. So use hand pruners or loppers, taking out one branch at a time. So make a couple of cuts, stand back, look at it, make a couple of more, and do a thinning and control the height of your plant. And if you can do it now, the new growth will come out. They'll have plenty of times to make flower buds for next year. If you wait until the new growth is all out and then you prune it, you won't have any flowers or very, very few flowers next season. Okay? So today's job could be a little bit of selective pruning on your azaleas and rhododendrons. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Hayward from Maine, who has a question about artichokes.
Hayward, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, Paul, good morning. I have two questions this morning. The first is about Jerusalem artichokes. A couple of years ago, I planted some Jerusalem artichokes, and this past December, I had a very good harvest. But my concern is that they are very invasive, and they're not a particularly attractive plant. And I'm wondering what I might do to either get rid of them. I've tried to dig them up, but they come back. Or is it possible to prune them and keep them shorter and so that they fit better into the yard?
Okay, Jerusalem artichoke, you hit the nail on the head. I'll never forget when I was in high school, my next-door neighbor planted Jerusalem artichoke. And he planted them in a little area, and he said, I was told that the area is going to get bigger and bigger, so I'll have more and more. So in the fall, he selectively dug the bigger, more mature plants and left the little ones in there. And when spring came, whoa, it spread even more. And it took him, after that year, it took him 3 years to get the artichokes out of there. And it can be a very, very invasive plant. The only thing I can say to you is this. It spreads with underground roots. So pruning it to control the size of the plant is not going to do any good. What's going to happen is when you prune it, you're stopping it from getting taller. You're going to encourage the plant to make more runners. So the first thing that you have to say to yourself is, do I want a small area or do I want to get rid of it? If you want a small area, the only way that you can grow this is if you actually build a wall in that area that goes down 18 inches. So you would have to dig a trench, put a piece of plywood or plastic or something, even tar paper, to prevent the roots from going any further. The other thing is, every time you go in the garden, if you see a shoot that has outrun where you want it to be, dig it out. If you want to get it out, I'll tell you what I would do. I would start digging them right now and just get them out of there. It's very, very, very aggressive, and it's a plant that will, if you don't take care of it, will take over your entire garden. And I saw it with my neighbor. He did it in a 3x3 area. The following year, it was 10x10. And the only way that he got rid of it was to dig and dig and dig. He did end up using a little bit of Roundup on it. And it did take care of it. Now, if you're going to use Roundup in a vegetable garden, you got to be careful because Roundup doesn't know that tomatoes are good. If you get the Roundup on your tomatoes, it's going to kill your tomatoes. So I would start by just digging and go down deep, the full depth of your shovel, and try and get as much of the root system. And continuous digging in a vegetable garden would be the best method. You don't want to use a weed killer in there if at all possible. Roundup is safe, but, you know, if you don't have to do it, keep it out. The if in the spring, before you plant, you do find that it is coming back up next year, then what you want to do is mix up some Roundup in like a coffee can or a kid's plastic pail that they would take to the beach. Take a paintbrush and paint the Roundup directly onto the foliage of the Jerusalem artichoke, because again, it is very aggressive, as you well know, and it can take over your whole garden. And if it gets into an area where you have strawberries or raspberries, it will choke those out also, because it grows so much faster. So don't mess with this. Start digging. And I think if you can dig all year, just dig in with the shovel, pull it out, keep it clean, you will get rid of it. But you have to stay with that weed. That's how bad it is. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. When we come back, I want to tell you about a way to get rid of grubs without using a chemical in your lawn. And it's environmentally safe and it's natural. Right after this commercial.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals and it works.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using the Lorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Lorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Lorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. If you have Japanese beetle grubs in your lawn, if you're giving raccoons and skunks and all kinds of birds pecking holes in your ground and digging it up, it could be the sign of Japanese beetle grubs. Now, right now, the grubs are real big, and most insecticides are not going to be effective. Also, the Japanese beetle grubs are going into a dormant stage where they are changing from the grub to the actual beetle. So, if you want to take care of them without using a chemical method, you can use something called nematodes. And we have nematodes in our soil. We lose a lot of them during the winter because they're not that strong with the cold weather. Now, if you go down to your local nursery, you can buy nematodes. And there's a company from Canada that call Environmental Factor. And they deal with just organic ways of controlling insects. As some of you may know, in Canada, you can no longer use insecticides. It's totally organic, the entire country. And they have Japanese beetles just like we do. And what they use is nematodes. Now, if you want, make sure that you get fresh nematodes. They have to be refrigerated because this is a creature that's alive. An Environmental Factor, what they do is they send your garden center a little refrigerator. They put into these round, like baseball-sized containers, and it's a powder. You put it in your bottle sprayer that you would apply a chemical to on your shrubs and trees and flowers, and you spray it on your lawn. And then you water them in, they will multiply, and they will attack the Japanese beetle grubs. And it will stay effective right up until the ground freezes. Now, what's nice about the nematodes, they will attack the dormant grub right now and try and kill as many as possible before they come out as an adult Japanese beetle. The other thing is, they're going to be in the ground. So when the Japanese beetles that come in, that fly in from your neighbors and from your yard, and they lay eggs, they will attack the eggs and kill the grub. So it's a good way, a safe way, and it's a natural way of controlling. So if you go to your nursery, ask them if they have nematodes. and make sure that they're in a refrigerator. That's going to ensure that they are all alive when you apply it. If they're laying on the shelf, it's not going to be 100% effective. Okay? And that's the time to do it is right now. They're coming out in early July. They're going to mate and they're going to lay eggs. So if you can get the nematodes in the ground, that will help you a great deal. So there's a lot of things to do around the yard. I want you to check your lilies for the Asiatic lily beetle. He's a red critter. Long, rectangular insect, about a quarter of an inch, and you're going to see holes in your lilies. And they're red, orangey red, with a black underside and black horns. It's called an Asiatic lily beetle. And the tree and shrub is the only insecticide that will take care of these. You're using 1 ounce to a gallon of water. 1 quart can be poured on the ground to treat 3 to 5 lily bulbs, and all it takes is 1 application. So pour it right over the top of the plant, let it splash on the soil, and again, roughly 1 quart of the mixture for 3 to 5 lily plants, and it will protect it for the entire year. Right now, you're just seeing the adult, which is a red rectangular-shaped beetle. In the days to come, and not that far away, you're going to start to notice on your lilies looks to be a slug, black slug. And when you grab it, your fingers will be all stained. It's the nymph stage. And he's covered himself with waste products to protect himself from predators. When you're looking at your lilies, look on the underside of the leaf for rows of yellow or orange eggs. If you see the eggs on the underside of the leaves, pull them off the plant and destroy them.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Well, this time of the year, we're working really hard in the garden. And if you live in a neighborhood where you have cats that roam free, you could have a problem with your garden like I'm having. And tried a new product, and I've had great results. To tell you about a cat and dog repellent, I've asked Dave Cutterback to join us this morning. They have developed this new product called Cat and Dog Scram, and it really does a good job. So if your neighbor's dog or cat's coming in and raising a little cane in your garden, and that's your problem, this is a product for you to use. It's brand new. It's just been made available, and I think it will do a great job for you. Dave, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Dave, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning. Dave, can you hear us?
I can hear you, Paul. How are you?
Terrific. And yourself, Dave?
Just fine on this sunny Sunday morning.
Well, it's nice to have the sun. We've had a really a late start, and everybody's panicking and rushing to get the garden planted. And one of the problems that I had early on was with my neighbor's cat coming in and digging into the garden. If you used a walkway, it wouldn't bother me, but when they start to dig in the middle of your carrots or beets, it's not a good thing for the garden. Can you tell our listeners about this new product that you have developed? I know you've been working on it for a long time, but you have finally perfected a cat and a dog repellent. Can you tell us about that?
Certainly. Scram for Cats was, as you say, developed for quite a while, specifically developed using natural organic ingredients, including essential oils and organic powders that cats don't like. The whole purpose is to stop that behavior you just mentioned. Keep cats out of your garden, stop them from digging and going where you don't want them to go. It's just granular, sprinkle it in the area that you don't want any cats to be present, and they won't go there. And we've had tremendous success with this repellent since it was released. There's been no questions from anyone across the country about whether it works or not. Scram for Dogs is a separate product because the creatures are separate, designed specifically to train dogs through repeated use, not to dig in your garden and or to go where they shouldn't. Again, granular, applied in an area where you don't want a dog to go and you want them to pass by, and it's all natural, all organic ingredients.
Now, how do you apply it? Do you put it around the perimeter of the garden, or is it something that you would sprinkle throughout the whole garden?
Just sprinkle it from an easy shaker bag throughout the whole garden, the area that you want to have protected. It's an area repellent. Sprinkle it there. Not yet. Simply surrounding the garden with a strip isn't enough. You need to put it throughout the area, the garden, the lawn spots that you don't want those creatures to go.
And how often would you have to reapply it, Dave?
These repellents both work very well for 2 to 3 weeks and may work actually for longer than that. But we recommend that you reapply after 2 to 3 weeks. If there's been some heavy rain, it will wash away. It won't weaken the repellent, but it may wash it away. So we recommend that you watch for heavy rain or if you see that behavior returning.
Now, rabbits are always going to be a problem for flower beds and for the vegetable garden. What have you developed to control the rabbit from preventing them from coming in and eating your brand new lettuce that's just coming up, your peas that are really beginning to grow now? What can you use?
Well, we developed rabbit scram several years ago as a natural offshoot from our signature repellent deer scram, which of course keeps deer away from gardens. Rabbit scram is a fully granular product made of natural materials, which basically imitates to the rabbit the smell of their dead friends and keeps them away. Even though it smells like a natural organic mulch to us, it's offensive to those rabbits. What we recommend for rabbit scram is you sprinkle a perimeter strip around the garden, in this case. A little bit to the outside and extending a little bit into that bed, maybe 8 to 10 inches outside, 8 to 10 inches within the bed. And that strip, that band of rabbit scram will keep rabbits from going inside the garden and keep them from gorging on your peas, Paul.
Now, again, how long will that last in your garden?
Rabbit scram lasts a bit longer. It biodegrades slowly, more slowly, and is good for about 30 days under most conditions and may last longer if it's a bit cooler or cloudier. Also, moisture is good for rabbit scram. Too much rain, of course, will wash away that scram or repel it again, but natural moisture or your own irrigation would be a good thing for rabbit scram.
Now, let's just go back to the cat and dog repellent again. If you've got a new puppy and you want to train them to go to a specific area, can you build a defense area where you can keep them out to help train them that you want them to go right in this area?
Sure. If your puppy and your young dog is in your yard, staying in your area, and you'd like him to use a certain portion of it, not every portion of it, because you'd like to use it yourself, apply that scram for dogs throughout. Sprinkle it throughout the area you don't want the puppy to go. And I use the word training in addition to the word repellent, because it takes time for a dog to be sure that not to go there. It may take a couple of tries, just reapply again, and it's certain to work. Sprinkle it throughout the area that you don't want that young dog, that puppy, or even your family dog that's been around for years. If you don't want the dog to go there, sprinkle it throughout that area. It'll also stop digging along fence lines or within your garden in case they're enjoying your fresh mulch.
Yeah, because they will go into the fresh mulch, especially a cat. I found that my neighbor's cat during the winter, the front of my house faces south, and the cat would come out of the house and go right into the mulch beds right in front of my house because the ground never really froze there because of the way that it faces. And I did apply it last year and late in the year, and it did work very, very well. Where can people go to get more information about these repellents, Dave?
We have websites online, scramfordogs.com. and scramforcats.com. Look for them with your browser, and you'll find information on the repellents, how to buy them, and where to get them. You can also go to epicrepellents.com, which is our main store. It's also found in stores pretty much everywhere. Ask at your local independent garden center, and you may well find it right there on the shelf for easy purchase.
Now, deer are also active at this point, and your original product that you developed was for deer. If the deer are coming in, they can do a major cleanup in a very, very short time. Tell us about your deer repellent.
Well, Deer Spam has been around now for nearly 10 years and has become the most popular granular repellent throughout the country. It's a hand-sprinkled repellent. A barrier perimeter strip is all you'll need, sprinkling this natural granular powder around the gardens, the plants, the shrubs, and the new shoots that deer attack. And the best time, Paul, to use it is probably right now. As green shoots are coming up and you're putting out your annuals, then put the Deer Spam around it immediately, and that will train the deer. That'll prevent them from coming in. It'll keep them away from the plants and train them not to return throughout the growing season.
So the way that all these products work basically is to train that animal not to go into that area that you have treated. So it's more of a training tool.
Indeed. It changes the animal's behavior. They don't like the smell. And usually the smells that we've been successful in putting inside the repellents are both bad smells for the animals and also confusing smells. And these two emotions are enough to keep those animals away. And as they catch the scent of those barriers around or within a garden area, they'll remember it once they acclimatize to it, and they'll say, don't go there. I know that smell. I'm not going there. I'm going to go over here instead or move on to the fields for more food.
If somebody has a new pet, a new cat or a new dog, and they want to use your product, you know, they may be concerned a little bit on, you know, what's in it. Can you tell our listeners what some of the smells are and some of the products that you put in there? I know it's listed on the bag, but could you tell them what you're using and why?
Sure. We've, through research, we've developed a sort of a portfolio of natural oils, which in combination change slightly and actually become a little bit stronger. The kinds of oils we're using are things like citronella, peppermint, mint oil, especially for dogs, and interestingly, cats don't like the smell of cedar. So we have a sophisticated combination of several kinds of cedar oils along with other natural ingredients, again, mostly oils, interestingly, thyme oil from the thyme plant, the herb we use in our own cooking, is another scent that dogs don't like. So we've combined these oils together in a natural carrier, which is peanut shells. Ground up peanut hulls, which are highly absorbent, carry those oils and release them slowly into the atmosphere, yet break down naturally and safely. That's how it works.
So it's just as simple as that, just peanut shells as a carrier, and then you put various types of oils that will either irritate the nose if they smell it because they don't like the smell of it, or it will give them a sign that they shouldn't be there. So it's a very simple way, but something that really hasn't been done before that does a real good job.
Sure. It's a combination of unpleasant smells to the animals combined with confusion. They've never smelled that smell before, and they don't like it. That's what makes it work. Unusual, unpleasant smells that to us are generally okay. If we're up close, of course, we won't necessarily like them. But when applied in our gardens, they're quite mild and sometimes pleasant.
That's wonderful. Dave, thank you so much for joining us this morning and educating our listeners about ways to control their pets or their neighbor's pets so that you can have a better garden and never having to worry that it's going to endanger them because it's all natural. Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, and happy gardening, Jeff.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker. To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds. Kill them all.
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids. Prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegon year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegon. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next? Beth, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. I have a question about rhododendrons. I have about 25 rhododendrons, but two that I planted 2 years ago now have their branches are totally covered with black. It looks like a heavy soot, and they're between evergreen bushes, and I'm not sure if I don't know what to do for them. Can you help me with that?
Okay. The evergreens are near them. Are they much taller than these rhododendrons?
They are. They're, yes, but they are a southeast exposure, so they are getting plenty of, I think they're getting plenty of ventilation, if that's what you're getting at. I'm not sure.
Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to go outside and take your fingers and rub the leaves of the rhododendron to see if that black soot comes off.
It does not come off? No, uh-uh.
Okay. Is it only on the top of the leaf, or is it on the underside of the leaf of the rhododendron also?
I'm sorry. It's on the branches only. It's not on the leaf at all. It's on the branches.
It's on the branch itself. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then what am I thinking is it could be an insect called scale. And scale is an insect that looks like a turtle. It has a hard shell on it, and it will attach itself directly to the plant. And again, normally on the stem of the plant. And this time of the year, it has been laying eggs early on. The eggs are going to hatch, and what will come out is called a crawler. And it will have legs. It will crawl off from underneath the mother and maybe grow, move about an inch or less away from her, and then attach itself to the plant and begin sucking energy, and then the legs fall off. because it stays there permanently. So I want you to look for little tiny shells, and you can take your fingernail and scratch. And they should come right off when you do that. And when you do, they'll have like a yellow colored liquid that will come out from underneath them. So to me, it could be the scale insect. Okay? If it is, if you see these little hard shells on the stem, and you can take your fingernail and scratch them off, it's called scale. And the most effective way to remove them is with an oil. You can either use horticultural oil or all season oil. I personally like the all season because you can use it all year. And you can also use it inside your home during the winter to control aphids and mealybug, white fly, red spider, common insects that we do get on houseplants. So check the stems. Scratch to see if you can flake some of these insects off, and then treat it with the oil. Now, as this insect multiplies, and the reason I asked you if it was on the foliage, when they're sucking the energy from the plant and the weather gets warm, the liquid inside the plant will get thin. The insect, when they're sucking, because the liquid inside the energy that's in the plant is coming into their mouth much faster because it's thinner, they will actually spit some of it out. It is pure sugar. And the pure sugar will build up on the branches and eventually on the foliage. And it's called honeydew. It's pure sugar, just like maple syrup coming out of the trunk of a tree. And it will turn black because something called sooty mole, like soot from a fireplace, will live on this honeydew that has come out of your plant. If you see this, use the oil. And you need to fertilize the plant because the insect is taking energy, and if you can feed it, you can replace the energy that the insect has taken. But scratch the stems, see if a little piece comes off. If there's some yellow in it, then you know you have the scale and eggs. And use the all-season oil.